Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Director of Posidmore Animal Shelter in Washington, Amber Talbot, about taking care of pets during the hot summer temperatures. We're starting to see temperatures climb up into the 80s, you know, low 90s, and that can be really dangerous for any animals that are left in vehicles. Can you share what people need to keep in mind when they travel with their pets?
Yep, absolutely. I think we all need to keep in mind that even on a relatively cool day, which, you know, we're nearing out of those days since, like you said, we're coming into summer, but that, you know, in terms of the heat rise over time, it just takes very little time for a car to exceed over 40 degrees within an hour. So if the exterior temperature is only 72 degrees, in just 1 hour, the interior of your car will surpass 40 additional degrees. And so that's just, it just heats up so quickly. And when the temperature outside ranges from 80 degrees to 100 degrees, the temperature inside your parked car in direct sunlight can climb to over 172 degrees. You know, and we're talking about within an hour or even less that can happen. And so, you know, it's just really not worth the risk to even run that errand with your pet. And, you know, we all think that if we crack the windows or if they're partially open, that helps. But since animals can't sweat, they rely on panting to cool themselves down. And so if they're panting inside a hot vehicle and they're only circulating that hot air, their panting mechanism really offers them no relief. And so that's why we see pets being able to overheat so quickly. We just want to really remind people that unless it's an absolute emergency or necessity, your animal is better off being left at home in their comfortable environment versus going on that quick store ride.
And if somebody sees an animal in a vehicle in a parking lot, what should they do?
I think the best thing to do would be to notify the store manager and to see if over the intercom anybody, if they are willing to announce the vehicle, make and model to try to locate that owner. And if that is not possible, then I think that the non-emergency number to your local law enforcement center would be your best next option so that law enforcement can get there quickly to open up the vehicle. Sometimes it takes a while to locate owners through stores or parking lots, and not all management has that intercom system or capability to do that. So if, you know, more than 5 minutes goes by, I think that you should definitely notify your local non-emergency number to law enforcement. And I think an officer would respond pretty quickly.
Locally, the sheriff's office, the police stations already responded to calls of, you know, dogs that have been left in cars while their owners are running an errand.
Yep, it's just so unfortunate. And most often, I think that people think that they're doing, you know, a fun outing for their dog, and they're not thinking that they're putting their life at risk at all. And so we just have to keep talking about it every year and talking about the risks and reminding people that really, if it's over 70 degrees outside, it's too hot to take your dog in the vehicle.
And when you're at home, what are some good things to keep in mind to keep your dogs healthy during these hot summer temperatures?
You know, one of the major things is if you have an outside dog, to make sure that they have ample shade, and thinking about where that sun sets throughout the day with where that dog, his housing is located. You want to make sure that there's shade at all times of the day. Even in our hot summer months, in the morning, that morning sun, if that dog has no relief from the morning sun even, that can be a detriment to them. And so you want to make sure that they've got really good ventilation, shade, access to shade at all times, and then most importantly as well, tons of water at all times.
And what are some of the signs that people should keep an eye out for heat exhaustion, heat illness in a dog?
You know, if you're seeing excessive panting, dehydration, if there's excessive drooling, that is a major indicator. And if you're able to take a temperature, if you've got access to that, any increased body temperature over 103 degrees. And also their gums will be really reddened and will maybe be very tacky feeling as well. That'll be a kind of a sign of dehydration. And if all of a sudden you're feeling and you're noticing that they have a rapid heartbeat, those are probably the major things that are going to be most apparent to general people if you come across an animal or see one, or if it's your own pet. And the best way to help them, to give them immediate relief, is to slowly and gradually cool them down with cool water, but not cold water. You don't want to put their body into shock. And so, you know, if you've got like room temperature water, 72 degree water. You'd want to, you could slowly, gradually cover, you know, get them wet with a hose. You could also cover them with wet towels, and that will kind of help draw out the heat a little bit. But you really just want to cool them down and focus on around their head and their neck and the areas underneath their inner thighs and their front armpit areas to help cool that bloodstream quicker. So you want to kind of focus on those areas and just do it gradually and slowly with cool water, but not cold water, so you can not put them into shock.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Amber Talbot, director of Pawsmoor Animal Shelter in Washington, talking about taking care of your dog during the hot summer months. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.